Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to the Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona.
Warm Phoenix, Arizona, warm. Just saying.
Yeah, unlike here, which is 0 degrees. But we're excited to have you with us today. You know, at Bible to Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to help enhance your business. And if you are running a small business right now, you may be having some challenge, home-based business, you may be having some challenges in getting that to happen. And we're going to give you tools, strategies, and techniques to help you in that regard. One of those is helping you pray for your business. Now, you can go over to ASA Network and you can put in your prayer request there, asanetwork.biz. And you can also do a search on Facebook for ASA Network and you can join our group there and put in your prayer request there. So we're going to talk about everything from Bible to business, and we're going to be helping you pray for your business as well. Very, very important. You know, a lot of Christian-owned businesses now are under attack. So we want to pray for those businesses. We want to pray for your business, and we want to show you how to operate your business biblically, based on biblical principles. And my lovely wife, Cheryl, is here in studios as well.
And I'm asking for a prayer request for my business. So, Deborah, pray for my business, too.
And what is your business, Cheryl?
I am Love Builders. Partially true. I am Love Builders, mm-hmm. and PublishYourMemories.biz.
PublishYourMemories.biz is Cheryl's business.
Yes.
And what does your business do, Cheryl?
I am a consultant for Youngevity Heritage Makers, uh-huh. and we're all about digital publishing.
And that is a home-based business as well.
It's a home-based business, and it helps you to customize your photo albums, your gifts, a whole gamut of products.
Very good.
Health and wellness products.
Very good. All right. Well, maybe we'll get into that a little bit today.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to have Deborah now help us pray for our businesses and honor the Father.
Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you, one, for just kind of helping those that are struggling with all the snow that's going on in certain areas, especially in Colorado. And Father God, we just pray for safety, a hedge of protection, Father God, as they work through that. Father, you're just such an amazing God, and we love you so much. We can always count on you to be there through the easy times and through the hard times. No matter what it is, Father God, you have a way of touching our hearts in a special way. And Father God, when no one else is there, we are never alone, because you said in your word that you will never leave us or forsake us, Father God. Let us remember that no matter what we face, that you are currently and presently always there in our lives, moving us forward, guiding, leading us, warming our hearts, and stirring the Spirit of God in us, moving us to that next place. You are a great orchestrator, Father God, and we trust you and just thank you for what you do. We thank you for your Son Jesus Christ that died on the cross for us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that lives within us, Father God. And it's up to us, Father God, to spend some quality time with you just to remember the things that you've taught us, to be in your word. And Father God, we lift up Christ the King World Radio, bringing a bright light into a dark world. We thank you for your anointing and your blessing on them. We thank you for resources for them, guidance and direction, wisdom, Father God, to be poured out upon them. We lift up World Media Ministries, Father God, and we thank you for them reaching out to other ministries and helping them to get their word out in the media, Father God. And we just take authority in the media in the name of Jesus Christ, because you said if we lift up the name of Jesus, you will draw men unto you. And so, Father God, we just, through the media ministries, we know they're lifting up the name of Jesus, and we just call those blessings, Father God, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour a blessing. There would not be room enough to contain it. And we lift up ASA All-Star Success Alliance with I Am Love Builders and Bible to Business, Father God, weaving you back into our lives and into our businesses, Father God, to see your mighty hand, Father God. If you can part the waters of the Red Sea, Father God, there is nothing you can't do for us, Father God, to help us to move forward. We want to go and take care of our enemy. And Father God, I lift up Cheryl's business,
Publish Your Memories.
Publish Your Memories, Father God. And I thank you for the great work you're doing in heart and mind and spirit, Father God. Father, we have such great things that you've done in our lives, and yet we forget those things. They're blessings, Father God. And I remember the children of Israel, you had them build rocks as momentums to remember the mighty hand of God in areas of our life, Father God. And I pray that through Cheryl's business, Father God, that those great and mighty times that you brought into our lives, Father God, that those memories will be published, Father God, as reminders of the great, mighty hand of God. And, Father God, to reach out to those that need to develop those memories so you can transform their lives and do that through her business. And we thank you for blessing her and anointing her. And we lift up the government. We pray your mighty hand over them, for all godly leaders, our churches, for your mighty hand to be upon them. We lift up Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin, and we lift up Virginia's Governor Terry McAuliffe. And we pray your mighty hand upon them, Father God, that you continually help them put the right laws on the books will transform and change our lives. And Father God, help us to remember, because there's things in the past we've done wrong, and we can get lost in the past evils, Father God. But you tell us to go forward, and you say, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See that I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and the streams in the wasteland. Father God, help us to remember that we should not hold on to the things of the past, but move forward in the things of the present that you're bringing into our lives. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, folks, it's very important for you to pray for your business. And we're not going to leave you hanging. We're going to teach you how to do that. We've been doing that for several of our shows here. And we've been reading out of the Circle Maker book. It's by Mark Batterson. It's an awesome book that I have read. And we're going through it chapter by chapter, kind of give you all the tools and strategies you need to actually pray for your business the proper way. I found out by reading a book that I was really not on track when it came to my prayer life. I didn't have it. I was praying Casper prayers. Okay, let's be honest. I wanted a new car. I wanted new shoes. I wanted a new suit, you know, but I wasn't praying God-sized prayers.
I think it's an issue of thinking, dreaming big, thinking big, reaching higher.
Yeah.
In your prayer life, praying for things that requires supernatural assistance.
Absolutely. You know, and we're going to be teaching a series today on our webinar called Limitless Success. And that's how I feel about prayer now, is that, you know, there is no limit on God's
abilities.
Mm-hmm. So it's limitless, and mm-hmm. that's how our prayers need to be. So we were in chapter 11 and going through that. I think we're still in chapter 11, are we not, Deborah?
We are still in chapter 11. Yeah. You know, in this chapter, toward the end here, he's talking about, you know, that God, you know, he can open doors that no man can shut, and he shuts doors that no man can open. And that is something that, you know, is important to remember, because when God is operating in our lives and he opens the door, I mean, it could be something we totally can't even imagine. And Mark talks about how he actually had lunch with a former president, something that he could not even have thought or dreamed of happening. And he uses that statement, which I've become to enjoy, you can't never always sometimes tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because God has a way of doing things that you don't know anything about, and you never know what door he's going to open to get you where he wants you to go. And sometimes it may feel right and appropriate, and other times it may not.
And you know, Deborah, sometimes I believe the Lord will drop a seed inside of you and for things that maybe you never even thought about that you might want to do or could do or should be doing. Maybe it just wasn't even on your little checklist. Mm. But then sometimes he'll drop a seed inside of you and you'll thought, you know, God, that sounds like a good idea. And yeah. You may begin to pray regarding that. And before you know it, bam, it's there. You know, right. Something that you didn't even really, maybe it was on your list, but it wasn't high on your list. It wasn't right. Like in your top 10.
Right, right.
And he will reach down on number 50 and bring it up to number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Right. It's funny because, and also we like to pray for open doors, but we rarely pray for closed doors.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and we need to pray that God closes a door
that's
not really for us, mm-hmm. You know, and we don't like to do that because it sounds kind of negative, but actually, you know, it's a blessing in disguise.
Yes, you know, and I have a quick story about that. I have a friend who was going on a trip to Africa back to where her husband's family is from, and she was really debating about whether to go or not. And I was talking to her mom, and I said, you know, what I do is when I get in a place like that, sometimes I'll pray, God, I believe this is what you want me to do, but if it's not, close that door so tight that it can't be opened by anybody.
Right.
If you do not want me to go. She ended up pregnant and couldn't take the immunization that she needed to go.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I took care of that.
Yeah, but was she praying for pregnancy?
No, I don't believe she was praying for that. It just kind of one of those things. It happened then, you know, yeah. Right at that time.
Yeah, yeah, you know. And it seems, in the book he talks about, it seems like terrible timing, but it was perfect timing. Sometimes you have to get out of your routine so God can speak to you in a non-routine way. So we are so comfortable a lot of times going back and forth to work or back and forth to our job or whatever, you know, our business, and just get so stuck in this, you know, I call it a treadmill. You know, we get on this treadmill and we have to literally change our routine, just switch it up so much so that we can actually hear from God.
That's right. That is absolutely right. And the other thing is, too, that sometimes we have to stand still and watch the hand of God. We've done all we can do. We're praying, we're believing, we're trusting, and then sometimes it's just now God's time to do His part.
Right.
And just like the Israelites, when they were up against the you know, the sea, and the Egyptians was coming after them, they had to behold the hand of God. They had to see God do that because there was nothing else they can do. They had done their part.
Right. Right. And then, yeah, you know, and it also says in the book, God leads us to a place where we have nowhere to turn but to Him. So our only option is to trust God, trust in Him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And then we need to take our hands off of it and let Him do it.
Right, right.
You know, sometimes we trust in God to do it, but our hands are still in there messing it up. And then we wonder why we're so frustrated. And sometimes it's like, well, I didn't tell you to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you're listening to the Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. We're excited to have you here. I'm your host, Casper Stockham, and Deborah Smith from Phoenix, Arizona. And we have my lovely wife in studio as well. We're going to ask her some questions here when we come back about some of the things she's doing. She's an awesome, amazing woman. So we're going to put her on the hot seat when we come back.
Uh-oh.
We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Really going right, look looking for a ray of hope.
Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. And we are here working hard and praying hard to help enhance your home-based business. And we do that through a wide range of different tools, strategies, techniques, interviews, you know, you name it. So we're excited to be able to bring this information to you. We also do webinars. You can find more information about us by going to asanetwork.biz, which is our business social network. You can also go to our Facebook page, which just do a search for ASA Network, and you can get a lot of free tools, strategies, and techniques to help you. And we like to call it Stay Out of the NFL, which stands for No Friends Left. So in studio, I am fortunate to have my lovely wife, Cheryl, here in studio. And she is a businesswoman. She's also my wife, of course, and she has a home-based business that she's building. So I have a couple quick questions for Cheryl. Have you always had the entrepreneurial mindset, Cheryl?
Actually, yes, but it was one that had to be developed. I think I kind of inherited from my father. My father never really had a home-based business, but he was a type of man that was always thinking of ways to make extra income for his family.
Okay.
And so throughout the years, he has started various different little businesses. Mm-hmm. I remember on top of him having a full-time job and a part-time job, mm-hmm. he went to classes or whatever, got a certificate so that he could become a pest control.
Hmm.
And he opened up a little on the side pest control business mm-hmm. at one point.
Yeah.
I remember
East St. Louis, there might be a lot of pest, little beasties going around.
Yeah. And so he did that. He was buy things. I mean, before, this is before eBay, but right. he would buy things and sell things at the flea market. Mm-hmm. And one really neat thing about him, when he retired, he didn't really retire. He opened up or started his own transportation business.
Right. Well, he drive people around.
Right. Yeah. He specifically bought him a van when he retired. And then he would go up to the local grocery stores and meet a lot of the, elderly people. He's been in our hometown for years. So a lot of people he knew, families
right.
he knew
right.
who were needing transportation to get to doctor's appointments, mm-hmm. to get to the grocery store. And he would offer his services,
right.
you know, for a small fee. He would pick up various, most of them were seniors, pick mm-hmm. them up, take them to their doctor's appointment, bring them back home, take them to the grocery store,
right.
take them to pay their bills.
Right.
So he's always been an entrepreneur. And I believe I developed some of that from him, watching him throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to be developed.
Yeah.
I had the desire,
right.
but I just, there's a lot of things in me that needed to be developed.
Okay. I'm glad you developed them.
I'm still in the process
still
of developing
them.
I'm still not where I want to be. I listened to some of the fantastic guests that, you know, you've brought on from Bible to Business and mm-hmm. the people in our social circle that
sure.
we know. And I listened to them and it's like, wow. They're just, I aspire to be you one day.
right, yeah. We've had some awesome guests on the show for sure. So you were doing a, several months ago, you after years of me talking about this 21-day challenge, you decided to actually do it.
I did.
So tell us about that process. Tell us kind of how you, you know, what was your mindset as you were going into it? And what did you find that was a benefit to the 21-day challenge when you did it?
Well, what I was,
And why did you take so long to listen to your husband?
Because it.
That's what I really want to know.
This is not an I-Love building, just saying.
Well, the main thing, honey, is that it had to be my idea.
Right.
It had to be done by me. It had to be in my own timing, and it would not have benefited me
mm-hmm.
to do it because someone else was doing it.
I agree.
Or to do it to please someone else.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So it had to be, my mindset had to be ready. I had to go through a paradigm shift. I had to make a decision as to doing away, facing my fears.
Right.
The biggest thing with me for, and this is what I incorporated in my 21-day challenge, was picking up the phone and talking to people and sharing my business. Mm-hmm. Because, and that was a fear for me, because I didn't want to come across as pushy.
Salesy.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, you have to do my deal. Right. You know, I got the best deal here. I personally don't like those type of sales pitches.
Sure.
So I was very conscientious to make sure that I was not that type of salesperson. Mm-hmm. However, the only way to make your business grow is that you have to talk about it.
Right,
but it's just learning how to talk about it. So even with all the tools that I was learning and receiving from ASA, mm-hmm. It had to soak into me. You okay. know, it's like marinating meat. I had to marinate in it so that I get myself to a point and take that deep breath and say, I'm ready to face my fears. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to pick up the telephone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it a point to start calling people, which was my thing. I was to call 5 people every day. But for no other reason, just touch bases with them, mm-hmm. to see where they are, to see what they're doing. And if the opportunity presented, ask them if I could share something that I become passionate about. Right.
Okay. So it took you 3 years to marinate and then you were finally ready.
I'm a slow marinator.
All right. So then you started the 21-day challenge. And let me kind of explain the 21-day challenge for those of you that don't understand it. It's a very simple process. It's actually incredibly simple. However, most people do not do it. Mm-hmm. And what it is that for the next 21 days, you need to do some specific things for your business. One is you need to set one personal goal. And that could be to walk around the block. It could be to do something healthy, you know, for your body. It could be
drinking water.
Yeah. It could be, you know, reading a good book or something like that. And then you need to do two business goals. And the business goals are action-oriented goals. Okay, like Cheryl's talking about, picking up the phone, contacting people, doing something productive that's going to lead to a sale or lead to more exposure for your current business program. So after sharing the information with Cheryl, it took her 3 years to marinate on it, but then she finally decided she was going to do it. So tell us about, you know, the first couple of days and what was going on in your mind during that time.
Well, what was going on in my mind at first, I was a little hesitant mm-hmm. about calling my upline because that was a part of the 21-day challenge. Every day you have to call someone in your upline and let them know what progress that you've made for that day.
So I
had to overcome that mm-hmm. Because I wasn't accustomed to talking to all of my upline. I had 5 people above me. Mm-hmm. And so that was a challenge that I had to overcome, mm-hmm. and I did, and I found that they were very supportive.
I was going to say, I've been the upline many, many times, and I rarely get calls like that, so I know that I would be just excited, mm-hmm. you know, beyond belief to get a call from someone in my organization. So were they receptive to that call?
They were very receptive and supportive and mm-hmm. encouraging, mm-hmm. so that was like, whew, okay. Take a deep breath. Got that one off my list.
All right.
And so then the next thing on my 21-day challenge was to call 5 people a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to conquer that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Okay.
And what was going through my mind was that the rules for the 21-day challenge is that once you start, you have to do it consistently for 21 days, Saturday and Sunday included.
Right.
And if you missed a day, mm-hmm. you had to start over.
Right.
I refused to start over. So that's what kept going on in my mind. It's like, I got to do it because I'm not starting over. I'm not going to start over again.
Right.
So I made it through the 21 days. Mm-hmm. The end result, I ended up making over 120, 30 phone calls. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it resulted in, I think, 18 appointments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for me, the 21-day challenge was basically for me to get over some fears.
Right.
And it wasn't necessarily that I had a goal of making XYZ amount of money mm-hmm. or getting, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 new recruits.
Right.
It was, I have to do this for me. Yeah. I need to overcome these fears. I need to overcome, you know, I am my own obstacle
sure.
right now.
Sure, sure. Well, one of the things that, one of the benefits to the 21-day challenge, and you have to work on getting something from it, not just trying to get through it. You know, we try to get through the week, you know, and Wednesday's hump day and all the other stuff, because we're just trying to get through the week. Just, you know, just get to the weekend, get to the weekend. If you approach the 21-day challenge in that mindset, it's probably not going to be that beneficial. But I wanted to back you up just for a second, because as you were talking with your upline, and didn't, what were some of the comments and stuff coming from your upline when you were doing a 21-day challenge?
They were very supportive. They right. were very encouraging. They were excited. And my director upline, she would post my daily activity on our group page on Facebook every yeah. day.
Now, why would she do that, I wonder?
I don't know, to embarrass me? No, that wasn't it. No, I know that wasn't it.
Yeah.
But it was because she was proud. She was proud of me taking that step to do that.
Right.
And as it turned out, it definitely energized the whole team.
Right.
Several people took on a 21-day challenge.
Right.
And got their goals achieved because of it.
Because of
and
it.
I guess I was kind of the trailblazer.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You were the catalyst that made that happen. And then they wind up
when our top director, she actually did a video of me and right. allowed me to talk about the 21-day challenge. Yes.
Yeah.
And put it on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah. So your company put it, or your upline put it on their Facebook page and mm-hmm. YouTube. And then also we put that testimonial on ASANetwork.biz, because it was a great testimonial to show you that how beneficial the 21-day challenge can be. So we really want you to embrace that process. Even if you don't embrace our membership, and we have a whole training coaching module that you can embrace and you can become a member. Even if you don't do that, do the 21-day challenge, and it will definitely be a benefit to your business. Well, thank you, Cheryl, for sharing that information with us. Hope I didn't put you on the spot too much.
Oh, no. I know where you live.
You're used to it now.
I'll get you. Don't worry.
I'll get you back. You just wait. So anyway, you're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. And we are excited to have you with us. We want you to go over to our Facebook page, which is ASA Network, and do a love tap, which is tell a positive story. When you do that, we're going to share your love tap, and we are going to share your business information on the radio, so you get some free advertisement for your business. So that's an exciting thing you can do. Also, I want to tell you about an event that's coming up here in the Denver area, and it's going to be on the 13th of November. It's going to run from 5 to 6 p.m. It's going to be at 4940 East Evans in a suite number 113. And this is going to be a phenomenal event that you're going to want to attend. It's dealing with your finances. Everyone needs to really understand about their finances. And the cool thing about it is it's going to help support this station. So for every person that shows up, this financial group is going to pay $15 for every person that shows up, or $30 per couple. That's going to go directly to CTK Radio. So we're excited to have that happen and help support the station and the cause. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the Internet Broadcast Outreach Ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information
on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to Bible and the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to help enhance your success rate of your home-based business. It's very important for you to be thinking about that. And a lot of, you know, there's a high failure rate in the industry when it comes to home-based businesses. And a lot of people are selling their business or their opportunity instead of building their business properly. We call that the NFL, stands for No Friends Left.
Hey, I wanted to say one more thing.
Yeah.
About my 21-day challenge.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are thinking of doing a 21-day challenge and signing up with ASA Online, you get a coach. So that was also very exciting for me is that I had a coach who helped walk me through my 21-day challenge.
Yes.
And this was, you know, a person from ASA mm-hmm. outside of me calling my upline.
Right, right.
So that was also very helpful. They encouraged me. They helped me to walk through my personal goal and my two business goals, you know, to make sure they were on track.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to talk with them every day.
Right.
But at least once a week, we had a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very helpful. And I also got a chance to post on ASA Online
mm-hmm.
my progress each day.
Right.
To let them know, okay, I just finished day 7 of my 21-day
mm-hmm.
challenge.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And everyone at ASA was very supportive. People kind of high-five you, so to speak. And so if you're going to do a 21-day challenge, of course, you know, you don't have to do it. If you want to do it on your own, you can. But I strongly suggest that mm-hmm. you go to ASA Online, sign up. Mm-hmm. Sign up is free.
Mm-hmm.
Decide to do a 21-day challenge. Talk with the coach. She or he will help you set up your one personal and your two business goals
mm-hmm.
and help you to walk through it. And you don't have to do it by yourself. I
right.
suggest that you wouldn't. But I really strongly suggest that you do your 21-day challenge.
Yeah. And the next step beyond the 21-day challenge is the 90-day challenge. So I am personally on my 90-day challenge. I'm on my third segment. So what I did was I broke up the 90-day into three 21-day challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So I've completed two 21-day challenges. I'm on day 9, I believe, of my third 21-day challenge. And during those 21 day, or each one is a little different. Each one has a little different goals, a little different plan of action and things like that. But it takes about 90 days to really launch a successful business. So 21 days is good. It kind of it gets you primed and ready. It helps get you out of your way.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have to take it to the next level and do a 90-day challenge. And that's what really starts to propel your business. And I've seen some tremendous results coming from my 90-day challenge broken up into three 21-day challenges.
Well,
you know, and Casper, I think you're absolutely right with that. You know, the first 21 days really gives you the truth about where you're at, what it's going to take to move your business forward, and give you a glimpse of doing those things and starting to see results. But then if you really want to take it to the next level, because I'm doing the 90-day challenge as well, and I'll tell you, I've really pushed through some things that was standing in my way in this 90-day challenge, and it's been amazing. So to do it back-to-back, after a while, you really get a habit of what you need to do in your business on a consistent basis, and it takes a priority, you know, appropriately.
Yeah, yeah.
And if since right now we're coming toward the end of the year, and 2015 will be rolling in soon.
Mm-hmm.
Now would be a good time to take an assessment.
Yes.
Of where you are in your business.
Mm-hmm.
What you would like to see happen in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Come up with some new goals. Get them written down.
Yep.
And perhaps start out 2015 with a 21-day challenge and roll it into maybe two or three 21-day challenges.
Yeah.
But now would be a good time to make that commitment to yourself that you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And start thinking about your personal goal and your two business goals.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Get your goals written out. Right. Get your plan in place. Mm-hmm. So that come January 1st, of 2015, mm-hmm, or January 15 of 2015,
right,
but somewhere
right
in the month of January,
right,
began your 21-day challenge, or do two or three 21-day challenges back to back.
Yeah, and there's actually enough productive time between now and the end of the year to get at least one 21-day challenge in, and
right,
that would prime and get you ready to start the new year. Mm-hmm. With two more 21-day challenges after that. That would be a phenomenal way to end the year with your first 21-day challenge to do, you know, the assessment like you're talking about, Cheryl, mm-hmm, and then head into the new year with two additional 21-day challenges that you're going to do. And I want to talk about something that happened just yesterday, because I was coming home from a networking meeting, had a flat tire, and here in the Denver area, it was snowing, you know, so it was a mess, and I had to ride on that tire for several miles to get to a gas station, and I wasn't going there to get gas. I just wanted to pull into a place that was safe off the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking about the fact that I hadn't completed all my 21-day challenge things.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I did not want to start over. So I was thinking about that. And then as I was sitting there, I was able to make some phone calls. I was able to make some connections. And then another part of my 21-day challenge was I had to report that to my accountability team.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, wow, now how am I going to do that? And I said, well, you know, I've got my phone with me. I can just send them the message like I normally do anyway. I just send them an email updating them on what's going on. So I did that. I was able to, and then I had my reading that I had to do prior to the end of the night. I always have my reading of my statements and goals and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had read them so many times over the past two 21-day challenges, I read them by memory.
Hey, very good.
Sitting in the car, because I had read them every day for the past 42 days.
Impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. So I did that. And then I sent my message out to my team saying, hey, I am done for the day and for my challenge for today.
That's excellent. And Deborah, we were also thinking, Casper and I, about even we were talking this morning about doing a 21-day challenge within I Am Love Builder so that couples could get in on this 21-day challenge.
day love challenge.
Yes, a love challenge.
Yeah.
Nice. So does that mean you're going to find somebody that I can have a relationship with so that I can do this too?
No, we're not in the finding business. You don't want, it took me 41 years to find my own. You don't want me to find anything for you.
This is BYOB. Bring your own bow.
No,
that sounds like a good idea.
We're love builders. We're not love matchers.
yeah, absolutely. So we've got maybe about 3 or 4 minutes, Deborah. We can diverge just for a little bit and kind of talk about the top 10 trends on Facebook. And folks, these are things the world is looking at when it comes to just stuff. And we want to decide whether it's relevant, interesting, or not relevant at all when it comes to our business and or the word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the first one is about Robin Williams. It says that hallucinations with Parkinson's disease may have contributed to the actor's suicide.
I didn't know he had Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a disease process issue that probably, you know, shifted things for him. So,
And was it also linked to the drugs he was taking?
I didn't see anything mentioned about the drugs part.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's sad. It's interesting only to the extent that we could maybe avoid some of those things going forward. But
was he on drugs?
Well, he was taking medication.
Oh, medication. Okay, not
drugs, but medication.
Okay, medication. Yeah, okay.
And it could be a side effect of those medications. You're absolutely right. You know, so yeah, we have to be careful because there's some things that just because it's a prescription medication doesn't mean we should be taking it.
Prescription medications or the improper prescription of the medication. Of those medications is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S.
Right.
Wow.
And I do want to say I'm a nurse. There are times when it's appropriate to take medication.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm not saying never to take medication.
Yeah.
But just because someone's going to treat you, like I came off my medications because at the hand of another doctor and got to treating the problem and not just the symptom with medication.
Right. Well, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Actually, we have a guest coming in the studio that's going to be talking about prescription drug medications and the benefits of some new testing out there to help diagnose your DNA so that lets us know whether you have the right, if you're taking the right drug or not.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, another one, Megyn Kelly, Fox News most host Megyn Kelly,
yes.
Flubs Mike Huckabee's name, introduces him with profanity.
Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I heard about that, and, you know, she made a mistake. We know, being on the radio, that you will make some mistakes.
Oh, absolutely. You say things going, I shouldn't have said that. I don't even believe that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
And then.
Go ahead.
Brett Michaels, a singer, undergoes kidney surgery and admitted to six hospitals in 2 weeks. What they're not saying, which I think is actually more important, is that this poor guy, he has had in the last couple of years, he's had his appendix out, he had a headache that ended up in a massive brain hemorrhage, and he had a hole in his heart that he had to have surgery on that, and the kidney issue, and he still continues to get before his audience and his fans and performance.
Wow. So he was...
Now that's dedication and caring.
That's dedication. You know, it reminds me of Glenn Beck. Just recently, he kind of let his audience know that he was going through some major medical challenges here over the past 2 years and still able to get some of the stuff done that he was able to do for his internet station and so forth. So, yeah, you know... sometimes we have to push through those kind of things.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we are out of time for this segment, and you're listening to the Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio and at ctkradio.org. which is a nonprofit organization sort of looking for donations to help keep the station going. You can do that by attending that financial workshop coming up on the 13th. And we want you to look to think about sponsoring our show as well. We're looking for sponsors, and we're excited to be able to have you go over to our Facebook page and do a love tap, which is tell a positive story. When you do that, we'll share your information on the radio. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about the 20 things the rich people do every day. I'm sure you're going to want to know that. We'll be right back after this message.
Blur TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to help enhance your home-based business. And we have a lot of tips and strategies to help you do that. We've been doing interviews today, talking with Cheryl about the 21-day challenge. But I want to end this show talking about 20 things that rich people do every day. And these are some pretty good things we're going to go through here. And a lot of people don't realize that rich people don't behave like everybody else. They behave like rich people. And if you behave like rich people, then you'll be rich one day.
Okay. Well, tell us, because I want to be rich.
You want to know?
I do.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
All right. Well, the first thing is 70%, and this is, this is an article from richhabitsinstitute.com.
Mm-hmm.
RichHabitsInstitute.com. So if you go there, you'll probably see this article. And this is tells you the differences between the habits of the rich and the poor. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So 70% of wealthy eat less than 300 junk food calories per day.
Hmm.
Hmm. So
wow.
Rich people don't eat junk food.
Okay.
And night, everybody's like, well, that's not good. I'm already going to be broke as a mug. And I'm eating Twinkies all the time and Fritos and snacking.
No, actually, I don't eat a lot of junk food. I was just wondering what is considered junk food.
You know what junk food is. Everybody knows what junk food is. They just don't want. You mean Fritos or junk food? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You know that. Chips.
No. Clarence, it can't be. Tell me it's not so.
Just ask the first lady. She'll tell you what junk food is. Everybody
potato
knows.
Potato chips? Oh, no.
Everybody knows what junk food is. Also, 97% of poor people eat more than 300 junk food calories per day. 97%. And 23% of wealthy gamble, but 52% of poor people gamble.
I don't gamble.
Isn't that interesting? Because poor people have no money to gamble with, and yet they're doing more gambling. And wealthy people have tons of money to gamble with, and they're doing it less.
That's right, because the poor people want to be wealthy, and they think that the way to do that is by, you know, striking it rich, gambling.
Right. You know, the money you take to gamble, you could actually use to start up a business.
Yes.
Oh.
It'd be less of a gamble.
Right.
Absolutely.
But it's not about not having money. It's about what you're doing with the money you have.
What you're doing with the money you have. 100% correct. 80% of wealthy are focused on accomplishing some single goal. 80%. But only 12% of the poor do this.
Hmm.
So 12%, right. You know, the majority of the poor, in other words, 88% don't have any goals.
Hmm. Well, and I guess that's what the Bible says. People perish for lack of vision.
Mm-hmm. You got it. 76% of wealthy exercise aerobically 4 days a week.
Yes, I need to kick that up a little bit, huh?
It's another one of those, Okay, man.
So this far, is, I'm not liking this, is this not article. Is there another one?
You got another article? 23% of the poor work out. Only 23%. 63% of wealthy. So far, I'm doing actually awesome on this list. I just want to let you know. I'm just saying. Anyway, 63% of wealthy listen to audiobooks during commute to work or to the business. 63%.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas 5% of poor do that.
Mm-hmm.
So 5% of the poor are listening to, you know, bump head music or rap music or whatever. It's not really putting any kind of knowledge into your brain.
So when people say they don't have money to go to school, it's like, well, you got a university that picks you up from your house and takes you to work every day.
Every day.
And you're in there. What are you using it for?
Yeah, yeah. Or nowadays you have an MP3 player or iPad or iTouch or whatever.
Your iPhone.
iPhone. You know, technology puts Brian Tracy right at your fingertips.
Yeah, so, because YouTube has a lot of junk, but YouTube also has a lot of valuable
educational stuff. And you could be listening to that. Even if you're riding the bus, you could be listening to Brian Tracy instead of listening to whoever the latest knucklehead artist is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, awesome.
But I think it's about that gratification thing. I think even the food, it's all about gratification. Are you, trying to gratify yourself or you're trying to get somewhere?
Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay, also 81% of wealthy maintain a to-do list. Only 19% of the poor have a to-do list.
Yeah, well, I just kind of we got back into that again. It's like, I need my to-do list. Yep. Keeps you focused. It really does.
So far, I'm like 5 out of 5. Just saying.
Okay. Then we should be wealthy here very soon.
Right?
I don't have to do any of this if you're doing it all. Right. I'll just, let me know when we make it.
There you go. Okay. So 63% of wealthy parents make their children read 2 or more non-fictional books a month.
Wow. That's pretty good.
63%, over half. And only 3% of poor do that. And I had, when my daughters were growing up, especially Cherie, I was giving her book reports in the summer and having her read The Richest Man in Babylon and The Magic of Thinking Big, Think and Grow Rich. I was having to read all those books.
Very good.
Yeah. So 6 out of 6, just saying. All right. 70% of wealthy parents make their children volunteer 10 hours or more a month. 70%.
Should we make Faith volunteer?
Yes, absolutely should. So we're not doing that just yet, but we need to make her volunteer so she can get some something. Only 3% of the poor do that. 80% of wealthy make happy birthday calls.
Happy birthday calls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, call someone and say, hey, happy birthday.
Oh, wow.
Call them up. Only 11% of the poor do that.
Hmm.
Interesting. And let's see, 67% of wealthy write down their goals. This is similar to the one we just talked about, but they actually write them down,
mm-hmm.
have them written out.
Mm-hmm.
And only 17% of the poor do that. That's too bad.
It's important.
So sad.
Yep, it's important.
So I'm like 8 out of 9. How you doing?
I'm with you. When you get wealthy, that means I'm wealthy.
Okay, so my wealth is your wealth.
Absolutely.
Until we go to court.
Our marriage vows say that. What's yours is mine. What's mine is mine.
Until we go to court.
What's ours is mine. I'm just covered all the way around.
Yeah.
It's all mine.
Wow. All right. I need to keep listening to that Love Builder show or something. All right. 80% of wealthy read 30 minutes or more each day for education or career reasons, as opposed to 2% of poor.
Right. So they're
watching. Yeah. Yeah. So the poor are watching videos or whatever, playing games, but 88% of the wealthy read 30 minutes or more every day.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I always say the leaders are readers, and I can always tell the caliber of the person that I'm dealing with based upon what books they're reading. Mm-hmm. You know, what are they putting into their mind? What are they feeding their mind? Okay.
Very important.
Yep, yep. So I'm at 9 out of 10, just saying. Let's see. 6% of wealthy say what's on their mind. 6% of wealthy say what's on their mind versus 69% of the poor. Okay.
Wow, what a shift.
Yeah, that's a problem for me because I'm always saying.
Yeah, see, I'm good here.
So I'm poor in that regard because I'm always saying what's on my mind.
Yeah.
And wealthy people are very
observant.
But they don't say a lot. Mm-hmm. They observe and they are quiet. They're quietly plotting and scheming to take over the world. Mm-hmm. But they don't say it.
Are you trying to take over the world?
Well, obviously not, because I'm in the 69% of the poor group. Come on. It's voicing my opinion. Okay, let's see. 79% of wealthy network 5 hours or more each month.
Hmm.
So we do that.
Yes.
As opposed to 16% of the poor do that. Let's see. Yep. Also, 67% of wealthy watch 1 hour or less of TV every day.
Hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Not there.
Versus,
on that one.
Versus 23% of the poor watch more than 1 hour a day. Or, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 23% of the poor watch less than 1 hour a day. The majority watch far more than that.
Hmm.
Now, 6% of wealthy watch reality TV.
Oh, I don't. I watch zero.
Yeah, I don't care for reality TV that much.
Zero.
Yeah. Versus 78% of the poor that watch reality TV. Mm-mm. So they're into Honey Boo Boo.
Is that a show?
That's a show.
Really?
Yes. Honey Boo Boo. Trust me.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen that, Clarence?
You do not want
to. Oh, wow.
You do not want to watch that show.
There's
some crazy stuff out there, that's for sure.
For sure. So 44% of wealthy wake up 3 hours before work starts.
Well, so do we.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now that we do as well. Versus
3%.
Yeah, versus 3% of the poor that wake up 3 hours before work starts. They normally wake up 30 minutes before work starts.
Mm. Right. Shower, run out the door, and running late.
Yep. Yep, yep. 74% of wealthy teach good daily success habits to their children.
Hmm.
Very important to pass that knowledge along to the children.
Right.
All right. So those are 17 of the 20. We kind of got through those. But, you know, do an assessment to see where you fall on the wealth scale. You know, are you doing the things that will lead to wealth? Or are you doing the things that will keep you poor? Very, very important. You have been listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. I am your host, Casper Stockham, and Deborah Smith is on the line all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And my lovely wife
is in Phoenix, Arizona.
Warm, very warm Phoenix, Arizona. You can find us at asanetwork.biz. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for ASA Network. We'd love to have your comments. We'd love for you to do a love tap, and we will see you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone everywhere. Not just teaching,
about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.